If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 988. Three Habits You Must Develop in Order to Live to Be 100 Years Old by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites. And if you want some extra inspiration in your life, come by our Instagram profile. You can search for Old Podcast on Instagram to find us. We'll be doing some book giveaways there soon too. Now, I have to mention, it is an honor to read from Brian Tracy's work. I have read a few of his publications and really enjoyed them. Oh, but before we get to that, it's the middle of the week, and so we're due for a bit of inspiration. So like I do every Wednesday and have been doing even before this whole quarantine thing, I read to you a quote that I find uplifting or motivating in some way. So here we go. Quote, "For me, a fulfilling life is one in which we live and grow in accord with our true core selves, in harmony with our world. A successful life is one in which we are able to fulfill our own basic needs and give ourselves to others. We are happy when we can live an expansive life, one in which we are aware that we are actively participating in something greater than ourselves." Dr. Stuart Brown, author of the book Play. And with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Three Habits You Must Develop in Order to Live to Be 100 Years Old by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. There has never been a time in human history where you can live longer and live better than you can today. Incredible advances in pharmaceuticals, medicine, and healthcare enable people to overcome disease and illness and continue to thrive well into their 80s and 90s. Perhaps the largest growing demographic group in America today are people who are 90 and 100 years old or more. Your job is to join this group and to be fit and healthy all the days of your life. For almost the entire history of the human race, longevity was a matter of accident or coincidence. Today, longevity is a matter of design and choice. You can actually decide today to enjoy superb levels of physical health, and by developing specific habits, you can assure that you live longer and better than has been possible for any other generation in human history. How to be healthy and fit. More than 60% of Americans today are officially classified as obese. This means that they are more than 20% above their ideal weight based on height and weight charts. Even worse, there are many millions who are officially classified as morbidly obese. This means that they are 40% and 50% above their ideal weights. Everything you are and ever will be, is the result of your choices and decisions. If you want to change some aspect of your life, you have to make new choices and new decisions, and then you must discipline yourself to follow through on your decisions. The only way to achieve your proper weight is to develop the habit of eating less and exercising more each day and each week. But just as it takes you months and years to become overweight, it takes you many months to get rid of the weight once you make that decision. It's not easy to lose weight. This is because you develop automatic habits of eating that are hard to break. You get into a rhythm of eating certain foods, morning, noon, and night. You become accustomed to eating snacks between meals and to overeating in the evening. It's not easy to break these habits, but it's definitely possible. This is your goal. 1. Eat the right foods. The first habit you need to develop for a long life full of health and fitness is the habit of eating a proper diet. You have to develop the habit of eating the right foods in the right proportions at the right times. Everyone knows that they should eat a more balanced diet containing more fruits, vegetables, and whole grain products. In addition to this basic principle, there are several things that you can do to modify your diet and develop the habits of good nutrition, which lead to a combination of weight loss and higher levels of energy and fitness. In addition to eating the right foods, you should develop the habit of reducing the three white poisons from your diet, which are salt, sugar, and refined flour. This change in your diet is so simple and yet so powerful that every one of my students who tries it is absolutely amazed at how quickly they get noticeable results. 2. Get enough exercise. The next habit you need to develop is the habit of effective exercise. Many people stop exercising in their late teens and early 20s, even people who were active in sports when they were growing up. The human body is meant to be exercised regularly throughout your life. Develop the habit of articulating and moving every joint in your body every single day. This keeps your muscles and joints agile and flexible. Regular exercise assures that you have greater balance and mobility. It helps to diminish the likelihood of muscle or joint pain or problems. Develop the habit of exercising 200 minutes each week. If all you did were to go for a walk 30 minutes per day, 7 days per week, you would be one of the fittest people in our society. If you discipline yourself to ride an exercise bicycle, work out on a treadmill, swim, jog, or engage in any aerobic exercises that get your lungs and heart pumping, you will dramatically improve your levels of health and energy in a short period of time. 3. Get enough sleep. The third habit that you need for superb all-around health is the habit of proper rest. You need 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night for optimal performance. If you get less than 6 to 7 hours of sleep per night and you continue to work as hard as you normally do at your job, you will eventually develop a sleep deficiency. You can change the way you feel about yourself and your performance in your work and personal life by developing the habit of going to bed early by 10 p.m. each night and getting a good night's sleep every night of the week. You just listened to the post titled, 3 Habits You Must Develop in Order to Live to Be 100 Years Old by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So after listening to this, I'm sure you can now understand why I enjoy reading Brian Tracy's work so much. In fact, what Brian mentioned here is very much aligned with what health professionals recommend. And in fact, the example he gave with people who used to play sports when they were young and in high school and maybe even in college and then just stop, that was me. I've had to learn to get back into exercise. I have to work at it. I have to make the time for it. Now, I've mentioned a book here on this show many times before. It's called The Blue Zones. And I'll tell you, I have no financial interest in this book or the selling of this book. I don't get any money from the sales, but it's something that I make my students read. It's because in it, the author, Dan Buettner, describes the behaviors that centenarians around the world perform. Now, centenarians are those folks that live to be 100 years of age or older. And we've learned that there are certain areas of the world where people tend to live longer, healthier lives. And so the author refers to these areas as blue zones. Now, we often think that a long life is just due to genetics, but that's only part of the story. I'm sure you know someone whose parents died young, but they outlived them by decades. The other is true as well. Someone may have had parents or grandparents that lived long, healthy lives, but for some reason, their health suffered and they simply didn't live as long. That's because often our lifestyle plays an important role. We're learning that daily physical activity, a nutritious diet, and adequate sleep are just some of the behaviors that increase our chances of living to be 100 or beyond. And that's what Dan Buettner says in his book, The Blue Zones. That's because these behaviors can actually change our genetics. They change our genetics in a good way, in a way that promotes a long and healthy life. And so we're learning we do have some control over our genes. But in order to exert this control, we have to perform these behaviors regularly and consistently. All right, that'll do it for me for today. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.